So a big thank you to Neil Reynolds for joining us now here on FC Radio. Hello, Neil. How's your first week been?
Hi, Ben. Really busy. Lots to do, lots to learn, a lot of new people to meet and, you know, names to remember. But I've loved every minute of it. You know, I've really, really enjoyed it and I can't wait for the game tomorrow now.
Now, we'll come to the game in a second, but you've been busy shaping and reshaping your backroom staff. A couple of personnel coming in from Bamba Bridge. Firstly, Jamie Milligan. I've seen Jamie Milligan play. He's actually quite a good player.
Yeah, and I've no doubt the FC United fans will see Jamie play at some point this season as well. Jamie's come across. He joined me as assistant manager, A-licensed football coach, wonderful coach and person to have around. And I've referenced in tomorrow's programme that, you know, I think arguably Jamie is one of, if not the best non-league player to grace the scenes in the last 10, 15 years. So Jamie's experience, Jamie's know-how around the place will benefit the players and, you know, and give us that structure that we need going into match days.
And also Mike Faulkner as well. What can you tell us about Mike?
Mike's a, you know, within football, you've got to have people that you trust explicitly. And me and Mike go back 25 years. Best friends for life, if you will. But Mike's got a deep knowledge on player analysis. He's got a deep knowledge on the understanding of how players work, and he'll operate differently. He'll look at the analysis side of it. He'll look at, you know, one-to-one specifics that the players needs, and he will bring that, and he'll give that to the players here.
And obviously, as well, when we spoke last week, and you've made no secret of this, you want Dave Chadwick to be part of the coaching setup. He's done a cracking job as caretaker manager. He's in a new role as head of coaching. What does that role entail? Is that like covering an overview of the academy and that kind of thing, or what does it entail?
You know, mainly to do with the first team. You know, on training nights, you know, him and Jamie will get together and lead the sessions. But Dave's that figurehead that you need around the place, and, you know, the players are used to working with him. I've been, you know, I've just been amazed at, you know, how much knowledge and passion that he has about the club and around the club, but also, you know, how good he's out on the training pitch as well. And I've said that I would have been daft to, you know, remove a Dave Chadwick. I wanted to get to work with him and get to know him and see what he could bring. But I've been delighted with his, you know, just his involvement in the first week, not just, you know, in the training pitch. We're on the phone to each other. We're talking players. We're talking, you know, recruitment. Just been delighted, and, you know, he's essential. That kept him around the place, and, you know, really looking forward to deepening our relationship together.
And Chappie stays on as goalkeeper coach, a very popular member of the backroom staff, and arguably the busiest person at FC United, Olivia Smith, stays as physio. I don't know how she does it, to be honest. And obviously Tom Conroy and Jack Doyle have moved back to the academy setup. So all the pieces are there, and how's training been this week?
Yeah, the backroom staff's now complete, but training's been great. You know, training's been different. Spoke to a few of the senior players and the younger players, and training's been completely different, they've said. We've done a lot of work on our shape going into Saturday. We've worked on a couple of set pieces going into Saturday. And I know it's only early days, and a lot of things that I'll bring may take a little bit of time to embed. But in terms of the lads' attitude to training, the willingness, the eagerness, you know, everything's been there. There's been a really good feeling around the place. Obviously, on the back of the win last Saturday, and then obviously the new appointment on Monday, the lads have given me everything they can do, and, you know, we're as ready as we can be for tomorrow. Things will change, things will develop over the coming weeks, and, you know, there may be comings, there may be goings, but in terms of the way we play and the style of play, I think hopefully the fans will see a glimpse of that tomorrow.
And there was 14 players last week who certainly put the name in the hat and said, right, new manager coming in, I'm going to perform. I don't think anyone was expecting the result we got last week against Kidderminster, a stunning performance. So I suppose that's the effect you wanted coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're still not going to be at full strength. You know, Chris Lynch misses out tomorrow, and Kurt Willoughby still misses out tomorrow. But you know, the lads have given a really good account of themselves. We have brought in a couple of additions to the playing staff this week. But, you know, in terms of who was on show last week, then the majority of them, you know, deserve to go again. There will be tweaks slightly to the starting 11. But the majority of them lads that performed well last week will get the opportunity to go and show that it wasn't just a one-off. It was them staking a claim to get more points on the board for FC United.
Now, one of the players who's come in is Michael Potts, coming from Bamba Bridge. He's a quality player. What can you tell us about him, and where's he going to fit in?
Potts, he played for me at Bamba Bridge, and fantastic leadership qualities. He's played this level before. He's played higher, but stuck at Bamber Bridge because of the relationship that we had together. And, you know, it was the first signing that I was desperate to make. He's a defensive midfielder, deep line midfielder, fantastic leadership, organisational qualities on the pitch, but then brings real quality as well. And, you know, players will learn off him. Potsy's 26 now, and players will learn off him. Fit lad, hungry to do well, and can't wait to play tomorrow. So, you know, that'll be an addition and a welcome addition to the squad.
You said as well, Renault, that there's a couple of signings. Breaking news: who's the other signing?
Yeah, we've got a young lad joining us, Josh Wallen, Australian, but he was a scholar at Queen's Park Rangers. He's moved to the Northwest. I know that he's training with a full time club at the minute, and until that deal gets over the line, then the manager has agreed for us to utilise him and hopefully, you know, be part of the squad moving forward. Whether or not he signs his professional terms and then he's loaned back to us, I'm not sure yet. But he's a huge addition, and that's Josh Wallen.
And where does he play?
Centre midfielder again, deep line centre midfield, and the way we play, you know, a 4-2-3-1. He could forge a relationship with Potts.
Let's talk about tomorrow then. Last week you said you old Brackley won. Brackley very in the playoff positions, had very successful seasons of late. What are you expecting from them?
You know, I've spoken to many people this week, and I've watched enough clips and videos on Brackley. Brackley are a good side. You know, we would have to be at our best, and again, you know, to get something from the game tomorrow. But there's no reason why we won't be. You know, Brackley are big, they're strong, they're powerful. They like to go from back to front really quickly, probably in a 4-4-2. I think they've changed the formation slightly, but, you know, they'll come here tomorrow and hopefully a packed Broadhurst Park. You know, we can nullify him, stifle him, and impose our gameplay on them. But, you know, confidence is riding high around the club. It's been a really good week. So, for as much attention as I will pay to Brackley, you know, this is about, you know, my team now and what we do tomorrow, nullifying their strengths. And just expressing ourselves on the pitch and giving a really good account of ourselves.